Good evening and welcome to Highway 322. It's Ginger here with you this evening, and I've got an interesting theme. I was going to say, I hope it isn't too morbid, but it's nothing but morbid. It's murder ballads, and it's featuring Alison Moore, who I'll tell you about, Johnny Cash, Ralph Stanley, Dixie Chicks, Lyle Lovett, the band, another Johnny Cash, little Bob Dylan, and all kinds of songs that are about murder, of all things. It's a whole genre. I looked it up and found out that it has its own, genre designation. So it's interesting. I was inspired by Alison Moore, who has a recent book called Blood, and also a companion disc called Blood. And she's a woman. She's a sister of Shelby Lynn, who I've followed for years, a singer also. And Alison Moore is a singer and also somebody that witnessed a horrible thing. Her father killed her mother and then killed himself. She was a teenager, I think about 14 years old, and she's written about it in this next song, Cold, Cold Earth. And there's another song, I'm the One to Blame, where she puts the lyrics of her father that she found after he died, a song not about the murder, but just about his feeling about the relationship. I'm the One to Blame. We're going to hear now from Cold, Cold Earth, Alison Moore. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, online at kgnu.org.
The night was hot and steamy, and crickets played their tune. Everyone was sleeping under an August moon, except one man that said, world.
stick up off the ground and knock that fire girl down. She fell down on her bended knees, oh mercy, she did cry. Oh Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm unprepared to die. She never spoke another word, I only beat her more, until the ground around me within her blood did flow. Dark and rolling eyes. Go down, you Knoxville girl. You could never be my bride. I started back to Knoxville, got there about midnight. My mother, she was worried and woke up in a fright, saying, dear son, what have you done to bloody your clothes so? I told my anxious mother I was bleeding at my nose. I called for me a candle to light myself to bed. I call for me a handkerchief to bind my aching head. Roll and tumble the whole night through, as troubles was for me, like flames of hell around my bed, and in my eyes could see. They carried me down to Knoxville and all tried to get me out, but none could go my bail. I'm here to waste my life away down in this dirty old jail, because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life, if I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there, found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep, 'cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, You can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
sexy chicks there with a murder ballad. Not so many by the women as the men, but that's Goodbye Earl from the Essential Dixie Chicks. Dixie Chicks singing there. And we also had Ralph Stanley with Pretty Polly, Johnny Cash, Delia's Gone, the Leuven Brothers, that goes way back, Knoxville Girl, that's quite a classic. You'll hear that cited in all kinds of different ways. And started off with Alison Moore, Cold, Cold Earth, a song about the death of her parents. She was there when her father killed her mother. I think Alison was about 14 years old, and then he killed himself. And that's a song about exactly that from her new album called Blood, which is a companion CD to her new book, which is really astonishing. So well written. And very interesting. That's Alison Moore, M-O-O-R-E-R, sister of Shelby Lynn, a wonderful singer in her own right. They're both sisters, and they're both very talented and have turned their lives around since that awful tragedy. We've got a weather report here. We've got some snow showers right now, very little bit, and patchy fog, otherwise cloudy with a low of around 25 degrees. And tomorrow, a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly before 9 a.m., and patchy fog, and then it starts to clear up and becomes mostly sunny with a high near 39, light and variable wind, and new snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Then it clears up Friday night, and the low will be around 30, Saturday sunny with a high near 53, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 55. So as it tends to do here in Colorado, we get a burst of winter and then a little warmer weather. Nice contrast there. Never quite know what you're going to get. We've got a ticket giveaway in a few minutes for John Gorka, who's playing at Swallow Hill December 6th, Friday night. So stay tuned for that, and stay tuned for some more murder ballads, a special theme tonight on Highway 322 with me, Ginger Perry, as your host.
She left Dallas for California with an old friend at her side. Well, it did not say much. But 1 year later, he'd ask her to be his wife. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. But 1 year later, I left you. Well, it did not say much, but it was a beauty of a coal black 45. And the lights of L.A. County, they look like diamonds in the sky. When you're driving through the hours with an old friend at your side. So I drove on all the day. As I drove into the valley with my old friend at my side. And as she stood there at the altar, all dressed in her gown of white. Lord, her face was bright as the stars are shining, like I dreamed of all my life. And they kissed each other, and they turned around, and they saw me standing in the aisle. Well, I did not say much, I just stood there watching, as that 45 told them goodbye. And the lights of L.A. County,
That's Long Black Veil from the band Johnny Cash song. Johnny Cash wrote that, and we're doing murder ballads tonight. And that's a song about somebody whose alibi couldn't be known to the judge. The lyrics say, "The judge said, 'Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you wouldn't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.'" And then, of course, she comes around and walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Yeah, we're having a nice little morbid theme here. Murder ballads on Highway 322.
Papa drove a truck nearly all of his life. You know it drove Mama crazy being a trucker's wife. Part she couldn't handle was the being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called Mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if us kids was all right. Mama'd wait for hours for the call to come in. When Daddy hung up the phone, she'd be gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good one, but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved men. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen. But it was bound to happen, and one night it did. Papa came home and it was just us kids. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking to surprise us, he was doing fine. I heard him cry for Mama up and down the hall, and I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and hit it into town. The picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rib was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never hit the brakes and he was shifting gears. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good one, but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved men. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good man, but the jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved men. Mama's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
One morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me, just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind. And we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children. I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness. I wish I was dead. I hung my head. I hung my head. I hung my head. I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill. And out in the distance, a trick of the brain. I see a lone rider crossing the plain. And he come to fetch me to see what they done. And we ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for.
One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
An unusual and very well-known murder ballad. Did you recognize it from your youth? El Paso. It's a great song by Marty Robbins from Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. We also heard I Hung My Head from Johnny Cash, Papa Love Mama by David Allan Coe. Of course, I played Long Black Veil by The Band and L.A. County by Lyle Lovett. So, we've got a pair of tickets to John Gorka. And wait till the music starts again. John Gorka will be at Swallow Hill in Denver at Daniels Hall. And that's Friday, December 6th. And let's see. John Gorka is a world-renowned singer-songwriter who got his start at a neighborhood coffee house in eastern Pennsylvania. And his stunningly soulful baritone voice and original songwriting began turning heads immediately, and he's since gone on to be one of the modern folk's greatest performers. John Gorka's great, and if you're not familiar with his music, you should check him out. And let's see, I'll take the third caller at 303-442-4242. We ask that you haven't won anything in the last month, and of course that you can make it to the show. I'm not quite sure of the time of that show, but probably 8 o'clock. You can check at Swallow Hill Music's website, John Gorka, 303-442-4242.
Yodelee-a-yodelee. Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. Oh, Lord, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was a man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She says, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He's my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. I don't want to cause you no trouble, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom. She saw to her surprise, there on a cot sat Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Olee-a-ee-olee. Frankie drew back her kimono. She took out a little 44. Rooty-toot-toot-three times she shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man, he was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber-tied buggy, bring out the rubber-tied hack. I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. Lord, he was my man, and he done me wrong. Policeman, bring them around today to lock me down in the dungeon cell and throw that key away. I shot my man, he was doing me wrong. Frankie said to the warden, what are they going to do? The warden, he said to Frankie, it's electric chair for you, cause you shot your man, he was doing you wrong. This story has no morrow, this story has no end. This story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done a wrong.
Were all planning for a ball. except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway looking like the Jack of Hearts. Across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. And he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. He made his usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every hair in place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. She slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. Somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico, or a picture upon somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet, and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room, there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. She did whatever she had to do. She had that certain flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. Judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. As your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, as a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Such a great song, cinematic. I wouldn't be surprised if Martin Scorsese or somebody made a movie of that. Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts. It's got such a plot and characters, and it's a murder ballad, and that's what we're playing this evening. Bob Dylan, of course, from Blood on the Tracks. Before that, a real classic, Frankie and Johnny from Jimmy Rogers. Maybe you caught the Ken Burns special on country music. And that was so great to learn so much about country music. Jimmy Rogers being among the people presented in that show. I mentioned earlier Alison Moore, who had a terrible tragedy of having her mother killed by her father, and then her father turning the gun on himself. Alison was in the house and with her sister Shelby Lynn, another singer. We're going to hear from Alison again. These are lyrics that her father wrote before the murder and put to music. She put it to music. I'm the one to blame. Very poignant lyrics here from Alison Moore, written by her father. I'm the one to blame, from Blood, here on Highway 322.
I'm the one to blame. I paid the cost. Time has made me see just how much I lost. Jealousy and pride drove me to shame. And I'm so sorry, dear.
but I'm the one to blame. Sorrow took the pride. I'll take the blame. Take the hurt away. And take me back again. Only time will tell. I will get along. Oh, love is not the same. Once the trust is gone, but I do my best. If you and forgive me, my love, 'cause I'm the one to blame.
Isn't that an amazing song? So poignant. Alison Moore, lyrics that she found that her father had written, I'm the one to blame, before he killed his wife, her mother, in cold blood, and killed himself. Evan Ravitz, a friend of KGNU, wrote in to say that Long Black Veil was not written by Johnny Cash, as I said, but is a 1959 country ballad written by Danny Dill and Mary John Wilkin, originally recorded by Lefty Frizzell. Of course, it's a song told from the point of view of a man falsely accused of murder and executed because he doesn't want to admit that he was having an affair with his best friend's wife, which would have been his alibi, but he'd rather die than and take the secret to his grave. That's Long Black Veil, 1959 country ballad. Thank you, Evan, for that information. We love to hear from listeners, so drop a line to dj@kgnu.org or give a call to 303-442-4242. And I wanted to tell you that we had a winner of the John Gorka tickets, who will be singing Friday, December 6th at Swallow Hill. Got a lot of calls on that. Sorry to disappoint most of you, but the one lucky winner was Libby Brown, who actually is a friend of mine, but we didn't rig it. She was the third caller, so congratulations, Libby.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Hadn't it been for Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head,
Dooley,
hang down your head and cry. Bound to die.
Well now, boy,
hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head and cry. Oh boy, you're bound to die.
die. This time tomorrow, reckon where I'll be. Down in some lonesome valley, hanging from a white oak tree. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Oh, well, now, boy.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Kingston Trio here on KGNU. Seems like a good one to end up with. Kind of the most famous of all these murder ballads. The Kingston Trio, I think that was a hit back in the day. Tom Dooley. So it is 7:59. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins online at kgnu.org. This has been Highway 322 with a special of murder ballads here with Ginger. So you just never quite know what you're going to get here on KGNU. Time now for Dixieland Marmalade with Big Dan.
All right. Thank you, Ginger. And I just want to say that Tom Dooley song that you played, I remember we sang that in grade school when we were really young and didn't realize we were singing about a murder ballad when we were like 7, 8 years old. But anyway, this is Big Daddy, and I'm doing Dixieland Marmalade tonight here at 7th and Kalamath, our Denver studio for the next year. And then word has it we'll be moving downtown to like 21st and Arapahoe, where we'll be having bigger digs. Before we get started with the music, I'd like to play for you a spot promoting one of our other great shows, a show that exists on Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m., Blues Legacy.
Did that no good rat cheat on you again? Did your wife leave you for her best friend? Or were you just born under a bad sign? Don't suffer all alone. Let KGNU's Blues Legacy help soothe your pain and lift your spirits. The Doctor's In, every Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. Blues for all your moods. Only on KGNU, your community radio station.
Support comes from Boulder County Healthcare Coverage.org, reminding you that open enrollment for healthcare insurance begins on Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that Boulder County Health Coverage Guides are available to help you protect yourself and your family. Assistance is open to the public, confidential, and available in both English and Spanish. More information at BoulderCountyHealthCoverage.org.
All right, this is Big Daddy starting off the Dixieland Marmalade Show. And as I was coming into the Denver studio tonight, there was a big, big traffic accident on 6th Avenue eastbound, I think, just about right above I-25. So even though there's not a lot of snow on the ground, try to be careful, and you'll get to your place even if it's a minute or two later. Hey, why don't we take a little trip to New Orleans with Richard Piano Scott and his New Orleans Jazz Band.
Thank you. drop me off in Jambalaya Town. Well, I'm putting on my shrimp and boots and I'm going down. Yeah, I might try some squirrel with a side of snake. Stuff that we call chicken, they call alligator bait. So get some bait and gas and start the Yevon route. Gonna get up on that South Louisiana food. Now don't you try to tell me about those spicy foods you found. The folks are gonna set you straight in Jambalaya Town.